And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Jeanette Sadler Taylor is what probably most of us are who follow elections these days.
Jeanette, you're just a glutton for punishment, my mother would say to me when I had doggedly persisted in what she perceived as self-destructive behavior. That pronouncement came back to me as I, possibly once again in self-destructive mode, watched all 8 nights of the political conventions in August. Not only were the festivities long, but I was compelled to stay up for the post-game commentary as well. Sometimes, like when you pass an accident on the highway, there's no looking away. And since these bug-eyed binges were cocktail-fueled, my sleep deprivation was compounded. No matter, though, night after night I plowed forward, goaded by my fascination with the stories. Sure, there was Mayor Pete and the political ramifications and the fate of the nation, but the real draw was all of those people and their stories. What a spectacle! It was, to use a word I don't often get to use, truly a panoply. I'm a sucker for stories. If people don't tell me their stories, and these people did, at least the parts they wanted me to know, I'll make them up to fit what I think the circumstances dictate. However, no imagination was required on those nights. I just passively watched the parade of life. Well, maybe not always so passively. One of the draws was the variety of the stories. There were stories of sadness, stories of successes, stories of what you might think were embarrassments, and stories to wrench your heart. As they say, I laughed, I cried. Due to the coronavirus, this was an oddity, a non-convening convention, with lots more than the usual suspects approaching the podium. Creativity reigned. Sure, some of the expected old politicos were there, but then there were all of those unexpected folks making appearances and telling their stories that were ripped from the headlines, to quote the phrase from Law and Order. Those 8 nights were the embodiment of Andy Warhol's predictor idea of everybody having 15 minutes of fame, though nobody, well, almost nobody, got to hog the podium for the whole 15 minutes. There are moments in the spotlight that enhanced their previous exploits. And if you watched, you immediately can think of some of the culprits. A curious punishment that brings a gluttonous smile in retrospect. Not quite bring on the dancing girls, but the variety of acts clearly moved in that direction. Did you watch? Are you too a glutton for punishment? Or is that just civic engagement? Whichever, I honestly think that there was something there for everyone, no matter your outlook on our national situation and your hope for its direction. That depends on people, the generator of stories. At this point, I must digress and speak of the storyteller Julia Reed, who I lauded in my just past Michiana Chronicle. Sadly, in late August, Julia done upped and died, as they say in the South. She was only 59, and she told stories that will be missed. No punishment ticket to be punched when reading or hearing her stories, just a not-to-be-fulfilled gluttonous desire for more. The takeaway from the political convention's glutton for punishment extravaganza? My encouragement for everyone to vote. In Indiana, many, sadly not all, still can request an absentee ballot, or you can engage in early voting, or you can vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. Probably most of us won't die from the latter, especially if you find and follow lists of suggestions that have been formulated for doing what you can to make your foray into democracy a safe outing. One that I found particularly brilliant was, if voting in person, take and use your own pen. The important thing is to participate, to write part of the story. Remember the old saying, if you don't vote, then you can't complain? What fun would that be? So, select a method and Do Vote, meld your story into the anthology of this election year. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler Taylor.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.